Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Bonjour. Dobro jutro. Hi there, this is Kathy Watson, the host of Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners, not only locally, nationally, internationally, but globally, reaching listeners in any country in the world. How exciting it is for me to spend time with you on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 11:30 to 12:30, noontime Central Standard Time, on Wednesdays, 8 a.m., and then tomorrow, Friday morning at 6:30 a.m. Now, I'm going to give you the call-in number. The guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. And today our show is about, are you money savvy? Now, we started on May 6th, which was Tuesday, and it was Sink or Swim. And then on Wednesday, can you really talk about money? And then today's show, Money Savvy. And I had quite an exciting experience yesterday that I will share with all of you. I see that my guest has called in. You're just going to be shocked. I've never seen the Silver Fox and I behave like two schoolchildren. Now, we all know that Sunday is Mother's Day. And Cindy, our daughter, sent us my Mother's Day gift yesterday. But before I tell you about my experience, I just want to remind you that a mother is the only person on earth who can divide her love among 10 children, and each child still have all of her love. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. We are just marvelous. And I want to be the first one to say that we should be celebrating mothers every single day of our life. The last two shows of today's show is about money savvy. How smart are you about money? I want to ask you something. What is the best way to pass on money smarts to children? It isn't in the classroom, but at home. Most young people are not receiving enough education to be financially confident and capable. We have to take leadership in helping young people build money skills that will last a lifetime. And when you hear the story of Dan Sawicki, founder and chief lobster consultant, you just may be inspired to change that aspect of your life. You know, your life is a blank canvas. And if there's some aspect of it that needs to be changed, all you have to do is white it out and put in the change. You could reach me at Kathy Studio, my email, kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And then log on to the website, Kathy Watson Speaks, C-A-T-H-I, WATSONSPEAKS.com, and click on all of the buttons. And don't forget to click on the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. No one ever thought of pairing Willie Shakes with soul songs. It hasn't been done. It's a 17-minute clip. I have a 4-minute, if you're interested in knowing more about how to invite us to entertain you at your business or social, whatever event that you have. Roger and I are decades apart, and our ethnicities are different, but you'll have to log on to see what I'm talking about. And then click on books, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. My methods, my techniques are easy to learn, no costly equipment. And it's been over 50 years in development and research. And you're going to find out about the foods that you should be eating that will slow down the aging process. And then we have the heart of the lion. My trip to Africa, traversing Serengeti, the Maasai Mara. It was a photo safari written with Tom Puttrick. By the way, his book is coming out now, The Second Coming, and I will keep you posted on book signings, and it's an incredible story about the second coming of Christ. It is fiction, but you'll be held spellbound while you're reading this incredible story of the four apostles that had the message from the Mayan temple. Tate Publishing is the company that grabbed the book immediately. And then there's Choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. And then I'm in the book, 101 Great Ways to Promote, to Improve Your Life. And be sure and click on all of the other buttons. In the meantime, fasten your seatbelts. Be prepared to be wowed. Hello?
Hello.
Am I talking to the Lobster Man, Dan Sawecki?
Yes. Hi, Kathy. How are you today?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing good. We're doing good here.
Okay, now, all of you, you have to hear this story. By the way, this is the exciting thing about talk radio. I have my shows outlined weeks in advance, but I have no problem when breaking news happens, when I need to deviate to bring something very exciting to the airwaves. And I want you all to know that yesterday, at around 5 p.m., someone knocked on our apartment door. I mean, with such gusto and force, I thought, man, he's going to break it down. Well, anyway, it was the delivery guy. And I saw this great big box, and it was a lobstergram. Fresh, fantastic, unforgettable. When we opened the box, it was from Cindy, our daughter. And all of this was in a red, double-handled gift bucket. Lobsters, filet mignon, crab cakes, clam chowder with oyster crackers, a tub of butter, and two chocolate cakes. Bon appetit. And then I got so excited about it. I mean, Dan, I have to tell you, we were like two school kids.
Oh, I love to hear that.
Couldn't open it fast enough. Now, why did I choose to share all of this with all of you? We mothers love to be surprised. You know, there are only so many pieces of jewelry we could wear. So many blouses, so many out for dinners. I am looking forward to Sunday. Dan, I'm serving the lobster.
All right.
With little red potatoes that are baked in olive oil.
Mm.
And then asparagus that's going to be, just zapped in the microwave for a nanosecond, then transferred to a skillet that's sizzling with butter and garlic. And you just toss it very quickly.
I want to come to your house.
Absolute amount. And then the silver fox makes an incredible salad, and I'll serve a French bread with it. Now, that is more exciting to me. I mean, this is what we want, something that's different. And there is so much there, and I did when I called your company and I talked with Barbara. Mm-hmm. She said, "Please put it in the freezer." And then she said, "Well, you and Dan have to get acquainted." I was just delighted to hear your story about how you got involved in Lobster Graham, and that, didn't you allude to that it was like a home-based business? How did you start all of this? You're on, Dan. Showtime.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I have this visual picture of your dinner on Sunday, and it literally is making me so hungry right now. That
mm-hmm.
just sounds so beautiful, and I love when you have the bright red lobster tails next to the asparagus, the green asparagus or a broccoli. It just looks so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to enjoy it. And you know, that's the reason 27 years ago I wanted to start Lobster Graham, was to give great gourmet gifts to people.
But
and,
why lobster? You had a plethora of choices. Why this?
Well, you know, nobody was doing it for one reason, and I was using them for business gifts. And I was always one of those kids who I loved lobster. Of course, you know, you got it maybe once every other year. But, you know, when I got out of college, I had a job with Honeywell, and I worked with a lot of different corporations. And, you know, for Christmas, holiday gifts, I would take them out to dinner. And, you know, it was okay. People thought that was cool. And then one day I just said, wow, wouldn't that be just fantastic to give people live Maine lobsters as Christmas gifts? And so that's what I decided I was going to do. I didn't do it to start a company. I just did it to try and give some really cool, unique gifts. So I back then, of course, there was no Internet. I looked in the Yellow Pages to see if I could find somebody that could do it, and there was nobody out there.
Hmm.
And I decided I would call some people in Maine to see if, well, hey, maybe they might not know somebody, some fishermen. And they said, boy, that's a stupid idea. No one wants to give away a couple lobsters as
really?
A gift. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You know, and I got discouraged. I thought, well, maybe it isn't such a good idea. And I said, no, gosh darn it, it is a good idea. And I was 24 at the time. And so I gave these gifts to all my clients, and they absolutely loved it. They wrote me letters. They called me. They thanked me. I drove around for 2 days with all these lobsters in my trunk, and I'd simply get out of my car. I'd open my trunk. I'd put two lobsters in like a little grocery plastic bag with a stick of butter and a lemon, and I stapled a bow on there, and I wrote a little note saying, you know, thanks for your business, you know, happy holidays. And, boy, I'll tell you what, that was just great. And a couple
weeks
later.
Where did you get the lobsters? Wait a minute. Back up. Where were the, what was the source? Where did you get your lobsters?
So,
and obviously they were frozen.
No, they were live Maine lobsters. And what I did, at the time, I was living, of all places, Peoria, Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there was no lobster there. So I actually called a lobster supplier and said, I needed 160 lobsters. Can you send them to, you know, they air freighted them in. And
they
you know,
were
they,
live.
And they were live and jumping around, and that's when I picked them up at the airport, the Peoria airport, and then I put them in the trunk of my car, and they're all running around, crawling around in there. And then I just went to the, you know, mid-state Illinois and delivered them all to my customers.
How long did it take?
2.5 days. And so, but it
but,
was
but wait a minute,
fun.
Back up. How did you store the lobsters?
Well, I didn't know anything about the lobster business then. All I knew was I liked eating lobsters.
Yeah.
But what I did is I literally, if you can just imagine this, here I've got my company car, I've got my trunk, and I lined it with one of those blue little tarps,
uh-huh.
and I just put the lobsters in there. And they just were all crawling around, and they actually will live for 2 to 3 days out of the water.
Oh, I
and,
didn't know that.
Yeah, and that was it. And thank God that it didn't get below freezing, because that wouldn't have been good for
mm-hmm.
the lobsters. But at the time, they did not. And, of course, I didn't know any of this, just pure luck. And that's what I did. I just delivered them around to my clients, and they absolutely loved it.
What were some of the, wait, what were some of their, what? Were they as
oh.
kid-like as the Silver Fox and I were?
Oh my gosh, totally. Where I would just, I'd show up, they'd let me into their office, and they had no idea what I had, and I'd hand them this bag, and I'd go, hey, Merry Christmas, I got dinner for you tonight, enjoy. And then they'd open it up, and they'd go, oh my gosh, are these live? I love lobster. And I also, I forgot, I put in some cooking instructions in there too.
Yeah.
Because people, you know, not everybody knew how to do it. And that was the first lobster grams 27 years ago. Pretty amazing.
Yeah. Now, wait a minute. What makes it such a delicacy? Even today, well, people just salivate when you say lobster.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Well, I think one, obviously, is that lobster's pretty expensive, so it's not something you get all the time, right? I mean,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's not like you're having hamburger or pot roast or something. So that it's exclusive. But to me, more than anything, it just tastes great. That, to me, is one of the best things about the lobster that makes it so important or so tasty is that it is tasty. That's the great thing about it.
Okay, now before we go on to the do's and don'ts of cooking the lobster, I want all of you, you know that you have to have your pen and pad there, write down lobstergram.com, and that is the official site of your company. Is that correct?
Yep, that is correct, lobstergram.com.
It's very simple. And you know, all of you, you deserve this. But you know, when you were telling me the story yesterday, Dan, I couldn't help but think of how futuristic quantum leaps that you were taking and Colonel Sanders with Kentucky Fried Chicken. Remember that he lived in his car and he was pushing 70.
Yeah.
He lived in his car 1,000 restaurants turned him down.
Wow.
1,008, I think, finally said, well, what have I got to lose? Let's see. Let's give it a go. And the rest is history. Now, in your wildest, so I equate you to Colonel Sanders.
So the Colonel Sanders of lobster. I love it.
Yes. Now, Dan, you're 24 years old.
Yeah.
Were you married at the time?
No. I had a great job at Honeywell. I had everything you could want, company cars. I had stock options. I had a great salary. All the things that your first job, you just dream about.
What did you do at Honeywell?
I sold computer systems that ran commercial buildings. So the lighting, the heating, the cooling, and the energy efficiencies would pay for the system. And it was great. It was all cutting edge. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Obviously, something you don't go to college for and think, oh, yeah, I'm going to do that. It just was a job that it happened, and I was interviewing, and it was a great job, and it taught me very well, Fortune 50 company. But with Lobstergram, one of my clients actually said, hey, Dan, if you – are you going to start anything with this lobster thing? Because if not, my wife wants to start a company. He loved it so much. And here is this guy was a mentor to me. He was one of my, not only a friend, but one of my big clients. And I said to him, I go, yeah, I've been working on something at night. And I hadn't done a thing. But I thought to myself, gosh, this must be an omen. Here's a guy that I really respect that thinks it's good enough to be a business. I should at least think about this as a business. So I was in my little studio apartment, and that night, instead of going out, as you know, when you're 24, you always go out, I sat at my little table, and I wrote down, it wasn't a business plan, it was a things to do list.
Your bucket list?
Yeah, literally, and I have this. I framed it, and it's behind my desk. It's been behind me for the last 27 years because, to me, it's just really inspirational of how you have to start something, and it's just baby steps. You know, when I first thought of Lobstergram, I thought, oh, my gosh, that's crazy. How am I going to do that? But then when I started writing down, you know, step one, you know, step one was get the lobsters. I mean, duh. Step two, how do you ship lobsters? Nobody was shipping lobsters around the country. And another one that I think was kind of funny now that I look at it, it said, you know, the mystery of credit cards. How does someone give you credit, the numbers, and then automatically the funds are deposited in your account? It seems so foreign to me 27 years ago. But nonetheless, that was part of the basis of the business. Mm-hmm. Other things were a name, right? You need a name. And I remember fretting over a name for, you know, probably took me a good 3-4 weeks of names. And then one day, I'll never forget it, I was in the back roads driving to an appointment, and the name Lobster Graham popped in my head. And I said, oh, my gosh, that is the name. And that was it. I mean, it's been that way. It's for, you know, the last 27 years. And I love the name. And I went to, I had a trademark and patent attorney to see if that name had been trademarked. And it was not. So that to me was an omen that, wow, I have to do this. And I think, you know, in your life, there's omens out there, right? And you got to just be savvy enough to say, wow, that is an omen. That means I got to do this. And to me, getting the name was one of the things that made me go, wow, I have to do this.
Okay, now all of you that are listening to Dan Zawiecki, who is the founder and chief lobster consultant, he's giving you the formula, and you don't have to pay for it. What he did, he took his ingenuity, and when the opportunity came there, he seized it. And he just didn't hold on to it. He took action. And look what it has turned into. Log on, lobstergram.com. And all of you out there, you know that this Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I've been talking about teach your children well. They're our future. And I don't know of any institution, any school, or anyone that's teaching the kids finances. And if you heard me earlier, that the best way to pass on money smarts to children is at home. I'm sure that you're aware of this, that you have created an opportunity for anyone to create their own home-based business. It doesn't have to be lobsters. It could be anything. But you just didn't dream about it. You took action, and you put your blinders on. You didn't look to the right, to the left. You just looked forward. Now, how long did you stay with Honeywell?
Oh, my gosh. That's a funny story. So here I am. I go to work at Honeywell, and I'm so excited about Lobster Graham. But, you know, Honeywell's paying the bills, so I still got to be a Honeywell guy. But it was so hard to do it, but I was able to do it. And I always, luckily, I always was able to make my quota early in the year, so that kind of helped me out. And I had tried to do Lobster Graham in the evenings. I had a couple sales here and there where I would, I had a small little warehouse that I rented some space out with. And I, after work, my, you know, about 5 o'clock, I'd go over there and pack a couple orders. Nothing too big, maybe one order a day, sometimes two if it was great. And then I had the opportunity to go on a radio station in Chicago, Illinois. And never forget it, Jonathan Brandmeier, and he invited me on there. And
how did he find out about you? We need the story.
He found out is a friend of his had received a Lobster Graham and was just amazed that this you could do this because, you know, 27 years ago, remember that there is nobody shipping food out there. You had Omaha Steaks and Harry and David, and that was about it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was cutting edge. And, you know, so he found out about it, invited me up, and I remember that the day before I told the little checkout board, I signed out that I was going to be making cold calls that day. I couldn't lie to my boss, but I could kind of fib on the checkout board.
Mm-hmm.
So I went from Peoria to Chicago. I got on the air. I was on for 12 minutes and then ended up selling 180 packages in that short time, and it was just amazing. And I remember I had so much fun on there. I was so nervous. I mean, I've never been on any of the major networks or anything before, mm-hmm. media. And it was in the morning, so I drive back. I get to Peoria about 1 o'clock. And as soon as I walked in the door, my boss called me in his office, and I knew it wasn't going to be good because he was mad. And he closed the door, and he looked at me. He goes, "Zwacky, where were you?" And, of course, I couldn't lie to him. Couldn't lie to his face anyways. And I said, "I was on the radio in Chicago. I'm sorry." And he's like, "I know." He goes, "My boss called me. He was in a taxi and heard you talking about it." So that ended my career at Honeywell that afternoon. They fired me, which I had never been fired before.
Wait a minute. Did you get any severance pay?
No, I didn't get nothing.
You got nothing, huh?
I had to give them my car keys. I had to take a taxi back to my apartment. It was bad. I was in tears. I remember I called my mom up, and I was like, "Oh, my God, I got fired." She said, "Oh, my gosh, don't worry." And I told her about, you know, she knew about Lobstergram, and as all mothers are, you know, so beautiful, she goes, "Oh, honey, that's okay. You could move back to Chicago and live in your old bedroom, and we'll give you half of the garage for your warehouse." And I'm like, "Oh, all right." So the next day I packed up my stuff, which I didn't have too much, and got a van, and there I was. I moved back home and tried to figure it out, how to start a lobster business, you know. It was pretty weird.
So let's go back. About all of you now, let's capture the moment with Dan. What were you, 24 years old, 25,
24.
26? Yep. And you're having to move. Now, you have this dream. You see, in Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill.
Love that book.
He admonishes everyone, no guts, no glory. You stop when you're 3 inches from gold. Now, all of you imagine, let's be with him. Let's walk with him now. 24 years old. You've just been fired. You have no income, but you have good old mom. And you're sitting there, your bedroom, and then you had your office in the garage?
Well, I actually
How many times did you sit there and say, "Oh, my God, what have I done?"
Well, I'll tell you, not too many times, because I knew this was going to work, and I had my little plan, and part of that was to get a lobster tank, because, hey, you needed lobsters, right? And I had to ship them. So, you know, I talked a little earlier about omens. This is an unbelievable story, totally true. So I was driving around, because that's how I would think, you know, when how am I going to do this? How am I going to support myself? And I was driving, and on the side of a restaurant, I kid you not, was an old lobster tank. I said,
"What?
Oh, my gosh, what is that?" It's just sitting out on the side of a restaurant. And I have this mental picture of it. I turn around. I pull in. I ask for the owner. I say, "Is that a lobster tank?" And he goes, "Yeah, we got a new one last week." And I said, "Can I buy it?" And he goes, $50. I said,
"No way."
I go, "I'll give you $50 if you can help the busboys load it on the back of my pickup." And next thing I know, I had a lobster tank. And when I look, I go, wow, what is the odds of driving around, finding a lobster tank, and then actually buying it? And that to me, again, was, wow, this is going to work. I mean, that's my second omen, and it's just amazing. And it was just a small little tank; it could hold about 40 lobsters in it. I mean, the one I have now can hold over 10,000.
Really?
Yeah, we have our warehouse. I bought a warehouse in Maine about 15 years ago. But yeah, I shouldn't say that. Were there times wherever I thought, "Oh boy, you know, yeah," because it took me 4 years before I was able to actually make a salary. And I kid you not, there were times where, for cash, I'd cut my neighbor's lawns. I was like 27 years old, and I'm shoveling driveways and cutting neighbor's lawns, and I'd do anything for, you know, a couple bucks so that I could just, you know, scrounge and live on. Mm-hmm. But on that fourth year, I actually was able to pay myself $4,000, and I thought, wow, this is a company now. And that was very gratifying. And, I mean, you know, it's pretty hard to live on $4,000. Pretty hard to live on nothing, but, you know, my dream was to do this. And in the meantime, I was trying to find different lobstermen who could help me in the fulfillment end of it, you know, that were out in Maine.
Mm-hmm.
So I drove out to Maine, and, again, I didn't know much about the industry, and so I drove to Portland, Maine, and I went down by the water, the docks, and talked to a few fishermen and told them my idea, and I probably met about a dozen fishermen over the course of the next few days, and each one, again, said, that's a dumb idea, that nobody's going to pay to have 2, 4, 6 lobsters. They all want, you know, 20, 50, 100 pounds of lobsters. And, again, I did get, discouraged. I did get discouraged then. But then I did meet a guy out there who thought it was a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a little space extra, and he was a lobster wholesaler. And so we worked a deal out, and I would send him the orders, and he bought them from the fishermen, and he packed them up out in Maine, and that's how I did it for almost 10 years.
Now, all this time, back up, you had enough roadblocks that most people would say, oh, to hell with it. This ain't going to, you know. You did not, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with Steve Jobs, who passed away.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, don't live your life just honoring someone else's dreams. It's your dream. This is what your passion was.
Yep.
Who financed you during this time?
Well, I was internally financed. Every dollar I made, I put it back in to buy an inventory. That was the reason why I couldn't pay myself.
Mm-hmm.
I borrowed $2,000 from my mom and dad,
mm-hmm.
and it took me like 6 years to pay them off. But I paid them off at 12% interest,
mm-hmm.
and so that made me feel good. But you know, when you first start out with you have to be very frugal, and you got to really watch where every nickel literally goes, and every decision you make is a big decision,
mm-hmm.
and you know now. You know, we ship a lot more packages, but it's the same situation. You still got to watch expenses big time.
You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching not only locally, nationally, internationally, but reaching listeners in any part of the world. And you want to know what the beautiness is? I just made up that word.
I love it.
Blog Talk Radio. The shows are archived. After the show, if you're not able, if you didn't get the first part or you can't stay on until the end of it, log on www.blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, C-A-T-H-I, and click on May 8th, and you'll hear the story. Use it as an inspiration. Don't you see how powerful radio is? A strong communicator, reaching out with frequency. It's an incredible marketing tool. So those of you that are listening, hear this over and over again. And most people, Dan, are afraid to move forward because of feelings of inadequacy, feelings of, well, I can't do that. I'm not smart enough. I don't have enough money. And they go to the very end with their dream still dancing in their heart. You, my friend, have the golden recipe for getting the idea, holding on to it, not listening to the negative chatter, the toxic negative thinking. You held on to it. And even when you were hardest hit, when things really seemed worse, most people quit and you didn't.
Yeah.
So what gave you the strength to keep forging on?
Well, I'll tell you, I've thought a lot about that, and to me it pretty much comes down to the fear of failure. And I was not going to let that consume me, because I know too many people who would get, you know, close to their goal, but they didn't know they were that close, and then they would quit. And maybe if they worked just one more day, one more hour, one more month, whatever it is, they could have accomplished it. And I never wanted to be that person that said 20 years later, geez, woulda, shoulda, coulda. Or you read something or hear something on the radio and you go, hey, I had that 10 years ago. And I just never wanted to be that person.
You know, the mantra in network marketing or anything that you do, some will, some won't, so what next? Now, I need to ask you about the environment, your mom and dad. Mm-hmm. What was their background? What did you gain from them?
Well, my mom stayed home and raised the four kids, and my dad was in sales, and he actually designed restaurants and restaurant kitchens around the country, mm-hmm. and that was really, really neat. And but no one I knew was ever an entrepreneur.
So who was your role model? Where did you get the epiphany? I'm getting to the core of this. Dig deep.
Yeah. And it's interesting because I've often thought about that. And I think that somehow inside me there was this entrepreneur in there. I didn't really have a role model or anything that I actually talked to somebody. I wish that I could have talked to somebody, and it would have saved me a lot of headaches and mistakes. And that's one of the things that I do now is new budding entrepreneurs. I'll take the time to talk to them, and I try not to give advice. I give experiences. Mm-hmm. You know, anybody can give advice, right? Mm-hmm. I want to give you the experience of me and let you try and make your own decisions.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of just a pure role model, there was no role model that I had available. I did not grow up with anyone who owned their own companies. Everybody worked for something, and none of my friends had their own company. So it was just trials and tribulations. Mm-hmm. I mean, I built the whole lobster delivery industry, so I couldn't just go call someone up and say, hey, how do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Or copy somebody and see how they did it. It just wasn't available. Of course, there was no internet, so that made it even more difficult. Now you can find everything on there.
Absolutely. So when you were doing, did you have your visionary, your futuristic? And we know how to reach you. Get your pen and pad out one more time. LobsterGram.com. Now, let's fast forward. You started out with lobster, but my gift bucket was filled mm-hmm. with filet mignon, crab cakes, clam chowder, every mother's delight. We don't have to cook. All we have to do is follow the instructions.
Right.
But when did you start to add all of the other products?
Oh, my gosh. So here I am in 1988-ish, 89-ish, trying to, you know, figure it out. All I have basically is live lobsters. And you could also get a cooking pot and lemon and butter and bibs and the shell crackers, because I always that's what I wanted to do, was to be able to give everybody the ability to have everything in there, right there for them. And That's what I did. And so one day somebody asked me, they said, you know, my mom and dad, my dad loves live lobsters, but my mom wants lobster tails.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, do you have lobster tails? And I said, sure we do. But, you know, what else? Hey, I'm an entrepreneur, right? I'm trying to pay the bills. And so then I learned about lobster tails. And the differences, and there's different qualities, just like with live lobsters. Mm-hmm. And then it was literally a couple months later, someone said, hey, my mom loves lobster, my dad loves steak. Do you do surf and turfs? Well, yes, we do surf and turfs. Mm-hmm. And so then I had to figure out and learn about how to do steaks and the different types of cuts and of steaks. And, boy, I'll tell you what, there sure was a lot to know. I thought steaks were pretty easy, but, you know, if you go to a store, you get a steak. Well, that's not true. and then we just decided to add the different items. I mean, what goes great with a meal?
Now, did you have a mastermind team with you, or did you make this whole decision? Were you the only decision maker?
At that time, in those products, yes. But as we progressed and, you know, more people came online, you know, we listened to our customers and you know, found out what did they want. Well, they wanted a chocolate cake. They wanted dessert afterwards. Some of them said, hey, what about some crab cakes or some
clam chowder?
Clam chowder and all those kind of things. And
now,
so
you said
that's
to
how
me.
We and I said, and that's how we decided what other items we wanted to put in.
I was absolutely amazed when I got just that one little package of oyster crackers, but you said they're so unique. What sets them apart from the oyster cracker in grocery stores today?
These are made by a small little company, Westminster, out in the Boston area. And they, I mean, it's just the simple ingredients. You got the water and the flour and a little salt, and they just cook up so wonderful. They are the best tasting cracker as opposed to some of those other ones that are real flat like the Nabisco's and things.
Yeah.
And that's in true Lobster Graham style. We always want to get the best.
Mm-hmm.
So for instance, you have the little tub of butter in there.
Mm-hmm.
If you're sending someone a gift of lobsters, how many people are going to have butter you know, sitting at their house? And we provide not only butter, but clarified butter, which is a step up than, you know, regular old butter. And that's the things that we do. Again, you get live lobsters. Hey, we're going to give you the shell crackers and the bibs and the forks and all that.
Who didn't get that?
That's with the live lobsters.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just love my gift bucket. Now, let's fast forward today. What is your life like? And how are you teaching your children to be money savvy by being? Now, they have a choice. They could go and work for corporate America, or they could embrace your spirit. What, how, and how are you teaching them?
Well, when you were saying that, that was really enlightening when I was listening to that. And, you know, one of the things that I do is when my kids were young, we set up a little savings account for them right away. They're like 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if they'd get some money or something for a birthday present, we would walk to the bank and I'd actually have them fill out the deposit slips, add it all up, and then they get the little book back, and I could say, hey, look, you know, you just put in $3.80. And that's how I, you know, my wife and I teach them the value of saving. I also bring them into Lobster Graham so they can get an understanding of the company. They also, the kids, you know, they have their certain chores they do. And if they don't do them, you know, then they don't get their allowance. They just don't get an allowance just for you know, being there. You got to, you know, be part of the family, and everybody has their own chores.
So what you're saying to me, you're outlining the formula for being the poster parents for on-hand teaching. This is what, Dan, don't you get it? This is what we need.
Oh,
look,
I agree.
These kids floundering. They don't know a thing about money. Now, this is a sidebar. Is your company set up for affiliates? For if someone were to call or to log on to lobstergraham.com and say, well, I'm really interested in this. How could I start my – how could you expand your business, but the home office is you?
Yeah, we do have an affiliate program. We have probably over 400 different affiliates around the country that have websites out there and actually will sell lobstergrams. We do a lot of business on QVC, mm-hmm. Where we're their lobster provider. And mm-hmm. we're on anywhere 60, 70 times a year mm-hmm. where the QVC customers can go on and get great lobster. And we ship that out of our warehouse in Maine.
So let's go back to that this is a potential for a home-based business, that someone could be conducting this as an affiliate of Lobstergram out sitting in the comfort of their studio room, no matter where they live.
That is correct. And there are people out there who have put together websites, and we are an affiliate. And it's really quite amazing how people work with that. We also have different, we call them resellers out there, where, you know, people will sell lobstergrams to corporations.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the possibilities are infinite. Creativity. But you have to be willing to put in the time and to have the passion to be out there, because not only is the product excellent, but look how many people you're making happy. Just know that the Silver Fox and I, we were laughing about it again last evening. He said, I've never seen the two of us act like two school kids. You know, a love affair. And I kept saying, now look. Dan, this could go on and on and on. But I'm going to have to say au revoir. I do have PSAs, and I have to acknowledge my current sponsors, and I really think of them as partners. And I want to thank you for taking out the time to share your story, because it resonates. It resonates with everything that I'm talking about. This is your life. Your mind is a creative garden in which your future grows. Your thoughts, your feelings, your actions, your words, your seeds, they are your future. What you sow, what you're planting in the mind, how does your garden grow? So all of you out there, Dan took out the time to plant the seed. It may not be for you, but it may be for someone else. It may be all of these seniors that are walking around, oh, I'm so bored, I got nothing to do. This is a perfect opportunity to come together. But first of all, you're going to log on lobstergram.com. And then you know how to reach me, Kathy Watson, Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Or you could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And you know the website. But what I'm going to do after the show, once I know it's been archived, I will email this show all over the world. And you never know, someone in Zimbabwe may hear about it. Our world is shrinking, Dan. With our technology, there is no such thing as it's too far. I told you I had calls from Australia, Malaysia, and England.
Is fascinating. And Kathy, I want to thank you for allowing me to be on the show. I love spreading the Lobstergram love. It's just, you know, I just feel I'm one of the luckiest people in the world. I've got a cool business, a great family, and we have a great team over here. And I'll also offer that if anybody, you know, has a question on starting a company or whatever it might be, feel free to email me at dan@lobstergram.com, and I'll be happy to help out or give some of my experiences
to your
listeners.
Do you know what your next step is?
Just keep building Lobstergram.
No.
What's that?
A book.
Many people have said that, too.
But don't you get it? A book. A simple, no-nonsense, true story. Bring in the humor. Bring in the angst. Bring in the anxiety. Because you see, none of us, at least of the people that I'm equated with, did not come into this world with trust funds, did not come into this world with a golden spoon in our mouth. We did it the old-fashioned way, Dan. We worked for it. We had that dream, and we had to go through the abyss. We were down in the valley, but we saw us standing on the mountaintop, and that's what you're doing. And you need to outline the steps and that you're there to encourage them, to lead them, not walk before them or behind them, but alongside of them. Take them by the hand and say, look, if I can do it, so can you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's true.
Well,
you've got to have
America
a passion and determination.
This is what America needs. Thank you so much, Dan. It's been a pleasure.
Yes, and thank you. And tell your daughter thanks for being our customer, too. I want to make sure I got that in.
Oh, I certainly shall. And be sure and listen to you on the air. Oh, in about 20 minutes, it should be, or a half hour, it should be archived. Again,
thank
you so much, Dan.
And make it a great day.
Hey, and I'll make mine better.
Okay, bye now.
Au revoir. All right, listeners, you've had this incredible opportunity to hear from a man that had a dream. What about the dream that's dancing in your heart? Mm-hmm. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Now, the PSA that I have to acknowledge the contributing authors in choices. With all of the good stuff that you heard today, Dan's on Wiki, and it is lobstergram.com. He's authentic. He's going to help you build your future your way. But unfortunately, we have con and scam artists that are out there, and man, they're pros at sweet talk, promising a solution to a problem. And it's usually in the genres of romance, charity, grandparents, home repair, health care, investments. What to do? Hang up and take this number down right now. 800-646-2283. That is courtesy of ARP magazine. It's the Fraud Fighter Hotline at 800-646-2283. And thank you, Stephen Stressler with Reviva. Thank you, Sandy, Living Your Life in Paradise. Thank you, Chuck, from Frostbitten Toes to Fingers. Thank you, Lee, being that sassy, innovator, spicy entrepreneur. And Rhea, who said you just got to live your life your way. And they're all in the book Choices. Log on Amazon.com, Author House, and Barnes & Noble. And you could call me at 847-882-8717, and I shall be delighted to offer you a discount depending on how many you order. But get the book Choices. You won't be able to put it down. Now, you do know that Live with Kathy is sponsor-driven, but I really think of them as my partners. It's a call to action. Imagine your very own radio show. I don't know the purpose of your business, your service, your product, but let's talk. Let's see if we resonate. 847-882-8717. It's a introductory offer, 10-week. Your infomercial, your commercial is heard 4 times a week, and you're invited to co-host a show. And then you'll have the opportunity to listen to yourself, and then you get to grade you. Infinite opportunities to grow and to discover who the authentic you is. You're off to great places. Today is the day. Your mountain is waiting. So get on your way. That's what Ironworkers, District Council of Chicago and Vicinity, did. I married an ironworker. And my mission and purpose is to acknowledge ironworkers, and I want to educate you to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction, to illuminate the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Did you know that ironworking offers a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. Log on ironworkers.org. That's ironworkers.org. And you know what? After hearing Dan, how can you sit there and be bored and lonely? There's hardly, I don't know what the investment is, but you know that you could reach him at dan@lobstergram.com. Find out. All of you retirees, get together and have fun making other people happy and improving their health via their diet and their food choices. Join a 50-plus club. The consortium at the Hoffman Estates Park District is directed by Rika Cove. Senior centers, park districts, and libraries. Log on heparks.com. And then if you have a little issue with money, Taxman, Greg McIntyre, our CPA, ahtax@ameritech.net. Looks Do Matter, RevivaLabs.com. Edith Nam, author extraordinaire, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. Do you embrace TNT, toxic negative thinking, or are you just embracing positive energy, powerful words and actions? Get her book at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and Author House. Log on www.enamm.com. Now, you had an opportunity about a home-based business with Dan. You have an opportunity with Letitia Lee. Log on her website, letecia.myshackley.com, and hear her story. Her story is in the book Choices. So many people are starting from nothing and getting wealthy. It could be you. Call me at 847-882-8747. You're listening to Live with Kathy. On Monday, we talked about sink or swim in debt. No pun intended, but you'd swim if you got in touch with Dan, lobstergram.com. Are you able to talk about money? Does it define you? Do you know who you are, what you are, and where you're going? And now, Dan gave you the formula for being money savvy with your kids. And they learn it at home. You heard me say, in fact, most young people are not receiving enough education to be financially confident and capable. Adults need to take leadership in helping young people build money skills that will last a lifetime. A recent survey found 9 out of 10 parents are teaching their children about money, but more than half are uncertain about their children's financial future, and only 29% say their children only have a fair or poor understanding of money and money savvy. You're the role model. You're the one that has to teach the children. No one gave them a blueprint. How can they possibly respect the importance, the power of money if they don't get it from mom and dad? Are you money savvy? Are you prepared to make a difference in the lives of your children? Make it a family affair. Make it fun. And, you know, everyone could go on and take piano lessons, football, all of these classes. That's great. But what about their future? Their future is in your hands. Make it golden. Mom and Dad, it's up to you. And all of you mommies out there, March 11th. Now remember, I'm going to have lobster, asparagus, patoties, and we're going to enjoy every minute of it. Thank you, Cindy, our daughter, for being so thoughtful. Until tomorrow at 6:30, au revoir.